This is the Business English Podcast, episode 242. To your point, how to create cohesion in a meeting in English.
Welcome to the Business English Podcast from All Ears English. Get the English skills you need to achieve your dreams in global business. For a presentation, a meeting, or your office party, this is Real Business English with your favorite American hosts, Lindsay and Michelle, coming to you from New York City and Colorado, USA. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hello, Michelle. How's everything going today? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How are you?
I'm good. What are we talking about in today's episode of Business English?
Well, I'm excited about this one because we are going to teach you something that is so, so common, especially today. I feel like it's gotten more common in recent years. What do you think?
Oh, well, what has gotten more common in recent years,
well,
Michelle? What exactly are we talking about?
Today we're talking about connecting to other thoughts in business.
Yes.
How to show you're listening. Lindsay, do you do anything special to show that you are listening to someone?
Oh my gosh, there are lots of things that we can do. Yes. And I think it's absolutely crucial in life and especially in business to show that we have heard what they've just said. 100%,
absolutely.
Michelle.
Yes. So now I will reveal what it is. So it is to your point.
Yes.
So my neighbor actually used this just the other day in a conversation, mm-hmm. and I hear it just all the time. Lindsay, do you hear this a lot?
I do. I hear it a lot. And I think it sounds elevated. It sounds smart and it sounds a little more formal, but it doesn't have to be more formal because you're saying that your neighbor used it in a social context, a community context.
Yeah. We were hanging out with all of our kids in their apartment and he said, to your point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, so I like it.
It can be used in many ways. But Lindsay, what does this do? What does it mean to your point?
It means that you actually heard what the person said before. And it doesn't have to be just before. It could be a few minutes before what was said going back. But within that conversation, not within a different conversation, within this conversation, I am kind of agreeing with what they've said and I'm furthering their point. In a way.
Right. Okay. Interesting. So that's what we're going to be talking about. It could be agreeing with their point or using their point to show why you disagree. But we're going to be doing some examples in a little bit. So Lindsay, we want you guys to listen to episode 235 of the Business English Podcast. This was fun. Predicament or pickle? Are you in a tough spot at work?
That's a good one. Just the title of that episode.
I know. If an episode has alliteration and the word pickle in it, you can't not listen.
It's a winner. So go listen to that episode, everyone. All right, good stuff. And we're going to do a series, a follow-up on All Ears English on what, Michelle?
Oh, wait. No, sorry, Lindsay. Never mind.
We're not doing a series.
It's too soon for a series. Okay. I was thinking about it and then I decided.
Just kidding, guys. Right. Michelle, let's go back into to your point. So let's get into some examples here. Yeah.
All right. So here we go. Lindsay, you do the first one.
All right. Here we go. I think we could increase our budget. And to your point, it's a tough market out there. Okay. Interesting.
Or if you're saying maybe you disagree a little bit, you could say, but.
Yeah. But felt more right there, actually. So let me say it again. I think we could increase our budget, but to your point, it is a tough market out there. Yes, that's the one I wanted to say.
That's the one. Yes, sorry. So what is this saying? Are you agreeing or are you disagreeing with the person? What are you doing here?
I'm using what you've said to kind of further what I'm saying, well, to contradict, like to kind of balance out two ideas. I'm just creating cohesion in our conversation. Okay. Right. Yeah. Right.
So exactly. It's used very frequently in this way. You say blank to your point and then something else. So that's kind of the basic construction. So what you're doing is you're referring back. Maybe you just said you want to increase the budget, but earlier you said it was so tough in the market. So you're kind of circling back around.
Right. Exactly. I'm validating or reinforcing what you've said before. And now I'm creating, in this particular example, a somewhat nuanced picture of what we should do, which is a good thing, by the way. If you're 100% sure and you're going in one direction, you should consider that a warning sign. And what could be the drawbacks? What could be the, what are we missing here? We're always missing something, right?
Yes.
We should assume that.
Exactly. So here's another example. We have to remember to practice. And to your point, we better be cognizant of our timing.
Okay. So,
this one, I think, and is better, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because you're saying the same thing, right? We have to remember to practice. And then, well, you're kind of using what I've said to build your argument, or what the other person said to build your own argument, right?
Right. But it's basically agreeing. Here we're agreeing. And it's just showing that I'm listening. And that is so important.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, I recently interviewed Charles Duhigg about his new book, Super Communicators, last week. And that'll be on the show. Probably it's come out by now on the show, on Allers English, actually. So go over and check out Allers English. But I think probably his stuff goes way beyond tactics. But I think this might be something that super communicators do. They acknowledge, they know mentally where that other person is at.
Right.
And they acknowledge it. They use it. They refer back. They pull them in. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, where do we go from here?
All right, so Lindsay, do you think that when you hear to your point, do you think it's more for agreeing with someone or more for disagreeing with someone, or it could just be either?
Yeah, good question. I think it's more for agreeing. That's why the second example felt more natural to me. More for agreeing, more for furthering your, building on someone else's argument and providing your own. I think it's more for agreeing, honestly. But I like the idea of kind of providing that nuanced picture by disagreeing a little bit and creating nuance.
Yeah. Right. I think maybe it's not disagreeing. Maybe it's just
counterpoint. It's just counterpoint.
It's a counterpoint, right? So like I said, you know, we were referring, talking to this neighbor, and he was referring back to something Dan said, and he said, and to your point, bringing back something from a little while ago. So as we said, this shows that you are listening, you're aware. Nothing's going to get past you, right? you are listening. You are up on it.
It also shows, and we could talk about this at the end, but it shows that you value what other people have said. So that automatically creates human connection, which is what we want.
Absolutely. Yep. I think it makes someone feel heard and maybe it almost feels like a little compliment if you use it to agree. Yes. You're thinking, oh, yes, this person made, I made a good point. This person wants to bring it up again.
Oh, yeah. Super skill, connection skill. It's more than just recognizing what they've said. It's kind of elevating what someone has said before. Elevating it and just putting it on a bit of a podium for that second, highlighting it. It's really nice thing to say.
Yeah,
it is. It is. And again, as Lindsay, we were talking about when you would use it, it has to be in the same conversation. I don't think you would use it. I don't know that you would use it. I mean, it's possible. But I think it's generally if you're in a meeting, in the same meeting, something in the moment. But it doesn't need, it can be used close in that meeting, right? Yeah. It can be 5 minutes later, it can be 2 minutes later, it can be a half an hour later, but just in the same context, I think.
I think you're right. Mostly that's true. I think for our listeners to err on the side of caution as you're trying out this phrase, go with same context, same conversation. Right. I think there may be a place for, let's say with your neighbor, let's say over the past 3 months, your neighbor has been emphasizing over and over, we need to reduce our HOA fees. We need to call it. And she said that over and over to you. And then you say, oh, and to your point, I do think we need to reduce our HOA fee because she's been making that point consistently.
Right, frequently, yeah.
So it feels relevant. Whereas if she just said it once in passing, we may not come back to that and use that. So that was the only situation in which I would imagine if a point has been made consistently, they almost become synonymous with the point they're making in your mind. That would be a key time to use that out of the context of that conversation. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I think I just want to talk a little bit about using this in business specifically. Yep. So again, as we said, you could use it in a meeting. Mm-hmm. You could, I mean, I think that's the perfect time to use. Oh,
it's so good in business. Yes, 100%, Michelle.
It's so good in business. It's so good for connecting ideas, even for brainstorming. Lots of different contexts in the business world. It's the perfect amount of formal, but also cool sounding, human sounding. And definitely you should try this out. Like Lindsay said, take a small step at first, use it in the same context. And then one day when you're feeling adventurous, throw it in later on.
I think I'm going to start using it more often. I don't currently use it much. I tend to say, as you said, or as we said, but I'm going to try to switch that up and add this because I think it does elevate just the formality, the professionalism. I just think it sounds better.
I hear it everywhere now on the news.
Yeah.
Just in regular conversations in the business world, I hear it everywhere. Yeah. So
it's
definitely jump on this train and let's go. Let's go for it. All right. So, sorry, did you want to say something?
No, I was going to say that it becomes a cliche, right?
Right. Now it's going to use it and no one's going to want to use it anymore. But that's what happens, that's right?
Okay. Yeah.
You got to get in on it while it's hot. All right. So let's do a role play. Here we work together and we're in a meeting.
All right, here we go. So I think we should just keep the marketing plan the same. Maybe we can hire someone else to help us.
I don't know if we can afford that. And to your point, I actually think we should just keep the plan the same.
Yeah, confusing conversation a little bit, right? Yeah. So I want to keep things the same, right? And then I think we could hire someone.
Yeah.
I've contradicted myself a little bit, and then that's why it was confusing, I think.
Right. So it sounds like you want to keep things the same, but you just think we need help. Okay. We need help keeping the status quo. And so I'm saying, I don't know if we can afford that. And to your point, you just said that we should keep things the same, right?
Yeah.
So
it's
kind of a little bit interesting what happened there.
Interesting exchange, right?
Yeah.
But this is the idea. I mean, this is the takeaway for today. This is a winner, this phrase. If you guys implement this, especially in business, first listen for it, hear how it's used in your environment. This is a connection skill, 100%.
It is. Yep. Yep, it absolutely is. So definitely try this one out. This is fun. You'll feel confident saying it. Go for it. Let us know how it goes.
I love it. Good stuff. We are always looking for that connection at the office, in our relationships, in the community, in our social lives. This is how, this is one way to get there in a very elevated, formal, native-like way. All right, Michelle, good stuff, guys. Hit follow on the podcast if you love business English, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye, Michelle. Thank you for listening to Business English, a podcast just for you, the high-achieving global professional. Want more from All Ears English? Don't miss our biggest and best podcast with 8 million monthly downloads. Just search for the All Ears English Podcast and hit follow to get 4 new episodes per week on fluency, American culture, grammar, and so much more. Or tap the link in the show notes. Remember, we believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Follow the All Ears English Podcast now.